everyone. Welcome back to Intuitive Conversations with Tamara and Chantel. I'm Chantel Neufeld.
I'm Tamara Franz.
And today we are talking all about the call to adventure.
Right. So in our last conversation, we were talking about different ways that we reframe what's going on in our world and the times that we live in. And the hero's journey, of course, is something we keep coming back to again and again and again. But we kind of thought that we delve a bit into the first part, the very first stage of the hero's journey, which is the call to adventure, and sort of explore what that looks like in terms of what we're going through as a human species now, I guess, in our part of the world and in our lives. So that maybe it can be a helpful way for some of you to think about the times we live in and reframe that in a way that kind of gives you a larger, wider view. And can remove some of the anxiety around things that are going on that we hear about in the news and so on. So, calls to adventure.
Yeah, so it's kind of like from the hero's journey, right? Like, to any movie that you watch has the hero's journey.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely any movie, for sure.
So that's what I first think of, you know, when you see the person who is like feeling dissatisfied in their life in some way, or feeling like the systems that they're in are not working for them anymore, and there's like this threshold almost that they're scared to cross because there is a journey to get to where they want to go. It's not just
I have this great book by Christopher Vogler, which if anyone's interested in exploring the hero's journey, this is really great. He's a screenwriter. He discovered Joseph Campbell's work on the hero's journey. And he wrote this book for Hollywood type screenwriters in their movie writing. But it's such a great introduction to the hero's journey and all the different parts of it, with lots of good movie references. But one of the things that he says about the call to adventure is that it comes when the hero or the heroine or the collective is in a static but unstable condition. So static meaning like we are grooved into these habits or patterns or systems that kind of keep life running on autopilot. And it's deadening. It doesn't engage us at the level of the soul. You know, the meaning is kind of being lost. And we talked a little bit before we turned on the recording. Anytime you watch a movie, you know, the whole audience knows that the hero or the heroine of the movie is not satisfied with their life. And it's so obvious, we can all see it from the outside, but they are trying to stay in that comfort zone. And you almost want to pick them up and shake them and say, the call to adventure, take it, damn it.
Like, what lights your heart up? Like, where's your back into your body and go for it?
Yeah. And I think on a larger level, I think most of us, whether or not we've ever talked about it or admitted it, I think on some level we've known that things were needing to change. We had so many systems. We still have so many systems that are not sustainable. Ways of living that don't bring us joy. You know, we're encouraged to reach for lots of money, lots of things, lots of success, but all of those things don't actually reach down to the level of soul where we really want to feel fulfilled. And at the same time, what's happening to our planet, to the people on it, to the environment and nature, I think we've known for a long time that none of it is sustainable. But what happens when you refuse a call to adventure? It keeps coming, right? But every time the stakes are higher, because now you've waited that much longer. And you know, things reach a crisis point, which maybe they don't have to if we're alert and awake.
Yeah. So what kind of call to adventure are you currently experiencing?
She knows. Yeah, I am preparing for a big adventure, leaving in 3 weeks to do a big trek, which I may talk about in the future. But it is a literal walking adventure for over 800 kilometers. So in a very real sense, I'm excited about experiencing the heroic journey in a very physical way. But at the same time, there are risks and there are, you know, certain anxieties around it because I'm going alone and
unknowns.
Yeah, lots of unknowns. But that's what we're in now, right? As a collective, that's what we're facing, are a bunch of unknowns about what does the future hold. And we can either frame it in terms of all these familiar systems and familiar ways of being are unraveling, and we can sit around wringing our hands about it. And it's not that, you know, that's not a le- it's not that it isn't a legitimate thing to do at certain moments, but we can't stay there.
Because like on your journey, if there's like something that, you know, goes wrong, or you're in need of a miracle, you got to be like on the lookout for a miracle. You got to be in that creative headspace where you're not like a victim, woe is me, you know, here I am in this predicament.
Yeah.
Like you're on your own, so you really got to trust and rely on miracles.
Well, and I think the funny thing about what you're saying is that until you're on your adventure, you sit around in this victim mentality, right? We tend to blame everyone else and complain about what's going wrong. But when you finally thrust yourself into the heroic journey, you actually find out you can solve things in real time. Mm-hmm. I think the capacity for human innovation and creativity is way beyond what any of us really know and understand.
We have all the resources we need. We have all of the ingredients for sustainability on the planet, and we need to be putting more of our energy in that space rather than the woe is me, our systems are failing.
It's a real shame because innovations are happening around the world every day. I have certain channels on my social media that feed that kind of information to me, and it's astounding the things that people are, and often young people, teenagers, are inventing to solve certain issues. And they're doing it because it touches them personally, right? They know somebody who has a certain health issue, and so they create innovative solutions out of our own need. There are going to be people rising up to be leaders and show us the way.
Yeah. And we just all, you know, if we just work together and have a more collaborative mindset and a more solutions mindset versus blaming other people and, you know, just staying in that victim mentality.
And not to fall into the trap of following people who offer solutions, right? Who offer solutions so that we don't have to do the work, right? I alone can fix it. I will make things great again. Or, you know, that robs us of taking our hero's journey. And we're here to find out who we are and what we can actually accomplish when we unleash our gifts and our talents.
And when we work together in a cooperative manner, I just keep seeing this picture in my mind of a group of people playing cards and how they're divvied out and we all have a deck of cards. And, you know, some are better, you know, better cards than others, but we don't have all the cards. We need each other. Mm. We need to work in cooperation, and the world needs our gifts, our unique gifts, because the other people don't have those cards.
Right. Yeah.
We need to show up instead of just following people who say they have answers. Like, they may have some answers, but our answers also matter.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the funny thing is that you and I could get the same hand and we'd still play it differently.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because it's not just what we have, but it's how we use it.
Mm-hmm. The energy that we do anything with is, you know, the energy we do everything with, and we bring unique energy to the world.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I think, you know, if we can start getting curious and excited about what's going to arise that we've never seen before, that we never anticipated. As we were talking before, I mentioned, you know, there are a lot of fairy tales with the hidden room or the forbidden room. You know, some poor young man or young girl is lost in the woods, and they end up at a castle and they're allowed shelter, but then they're told you can visit any room, but don't go to that locked room, which is either always in the attic or down, you know, in the dungeon somewhere. It's never on that familiar level where we spend most of our time and where we're used to being.
You have outside to, the comfort zone.
Yeah, you have to leave the comfort zone. You have to get curious And I think curiosity is, curiosity takes us out of fear.
Yeah.
Right? We can sit around wringing our hands and clenching our teeth, or we can get curious and say, isn't that interesting? I wonder where this door is going to go.
I wonder what miracle will show up for me.
Yeah.
And it's part of the self, right? In IFS parts therapy, it's part of the self, the calm, curious, compassionate.
Yeah.
Versus
yeah.
the protective parts or the fear parts.
And in the tarot deck, it's the fool, right?
Oh, yeah,
because the fool will step off the cliff any day of the week, knowing that there's going to be a net if they fall. And we know when we're reading one of these fairy tales, as soon as someone's told, don't look, they're going to open the door, right?
Yeah.
And so we're sitting in anticipation of what's going to be behind the door. And although initially it may look scary and forbidden, somehow they always find a treasure or they find something that they can use that in the end elevates them.
Yeah.
And I think we will too.
Yeah, like in the myths of the past, like going into the dragon's cave to find the treasure, you know, like that's where it is. It's where you fear to enter most.
Right, and we'll never find the treasure if we don't go looking, right? If we try to stay, and I think that is the warning now in these times, right? As we see things changing, as we see things unraveling, it's very disconcerting, disorienting. And there are certain forces that will try everything they can to bring us back into the past, right? Let's make things the way they once were.
That's impossible.
Right. You can never put Humpty Dumpty together again.
No, like you
but you could
forward.
Maybe make something nice with those scrambled eggs.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, for sure. I'm just thinking about like when we're, I don't know, stuck, or sometimes people are just like, they see that line, they see that threshold, and they're just like, everything I want is on the other side of that, but I have to leave all of this behind in order to go there. What do you say to those people?
Well, it's interesting because Chris Vogler in this book, he talks about the fact that when you're preparing to undertake a journey, and maybe you don't even know that you are, maybe subconsciously something in you is just saying, I need to stretch myself. You know, you're like the snake that's gotten too big for its own skin, so you have to shed that skin so that you can grow.
Like they suffocate if they stay in the
yeah,
skin.
Yeah. But he says that when you're preparing to take a hero journey, somehow the ordinary world catches on. Even if you don't talk about it, even if you don't say anything, there's something about your energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's when people will kick in and try and pull you back into the comfort zone.
Or they get along with, they come alongside you too sometimes.
They
like,
might.
How can I help you? Yeah.
But it's pretty rare. I think the human tendency is to want to stay in our comfort zone
and
to feel threatened when someone else is leaving that comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
There's a story, if you think about King Arthur and the Holy Grail legends, there's a story of Percival, whose mother lost her husband. He was a knight and he was killed in battle. And so she swore her son would never become a knight. And she took him far away into the middle of the forest to raise him where he would never see a knight and never be exposed or feel that call to adventure. And then lo and behold, one day when he's right around the time, 13, 14, right, when you start feeling that call to adventure, to find out who you are, to build your identity, all of a sudden, five glorious knights come crashing through on their horses, and he's sold. He has to be a knight. And you have other stories, you know, like Odysseus, where his mother disguised him in a dress when the call was coming out for warriors to come and join the battle with the Trojans. And he was the smartest, most strategic member of the Greek army. But if it had been for his mother, he would never have gone. And that might have been a good thing because he was gone, what, 20 years? Never made it home.
Yeah, that's such a metaphor, too. It just reminds me of how empaths are like the most powerful people on the planet. Like they literally hold up everything. But they so often fall into the servant role, like they're serving other systems or other people, where if they would just step into their own power and do what lights them up and follow their inner voice, how different the world could be, how much better we could work together for solutions.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, the thing about the ordinary world catching on, I think the ordinary world somehow senses the power that empaths have because they're very intuitive, very solution oriented in an intuitive sense, right?
They use them.
Yeah.
So just to recognize that, to recognize your power, to recognize when you're being used, and
Well, and to reframe it to that, here we are on this call to adventure into a new phase of the human story. And it gives us all an opportunity to take a heroic adventure and discover new powers we never knew we had.
And do things that we can do instead of looking at the all the things we can't do anything about and focusing on that. There's always something we can do in our own spaces with our own resources. So do what you can with what you have.
I think it's really good for all of us to sort of get into the habit of there's so much coming at us from news, from social media, to really start monitoring how is this? Is this making me feel like a victim? Is this making me feel empowered? Or how can I reframe this? How can I look at it from a standpoint that's more empowered?
I always like to think of solutions with the win-win-win. It has to be a win for others, a win for the planet, and a win for ourselves. And if it's not also a win for ourselves, then it's not a win. So, like, because we've been conditioned into this servanthood role of like, oh, it's got to serve only the planet, or it's got to serve only other people. But if we are not, if it's not a win for us, it's not a win.
Yeah.
So just keeping our eye open for the win-win-win.
Yeah, it's interesting because taking the heroic journey, in a sense, can be seen as the most selfish thing a person does, right? Because you leave behind everything that's familiar. You leave behind people who might feel like they're depending on you. And you follow this call.
Which
And
is,
not knowing where it's going to lead, not knowing how it's going to turn out, not knowing if you'll come back, right? I've talked with my husband, I'm going to be gone for 6 weeks. There's always a chance I don't come back. But then we say, yeah, there's always a chance I walk out tomorrow and a brick falls on my head. So
You can't
every day
live
is a
life like
hero's
that. You
journey.
can't live life with just thinking the worst case scenario.
You can't live in fear. It's so stunting. It's so stunting. And there are people and there are leaders who will take advantage of that fear, right? And channel it and amplify it because they know it keeps us in the comfort zone. It keeps us easier to control. And so there is a lot of fearful information coming. And I think a lot of that is intentional. So we have to be mindful about how is this serving me on my own hero's journey? Is it actually helping me build up my courage, my heroism, my sense of adventure? Or is it deadening me into this passive, oh, I'll just be good, I'll just, not make waves, I'll just sit around and let the powers that be take care of things.
Often there's a fear of the unknown, what happens if I change everything up? And I'm just thinking, like, of any hero's journey movie that you watch, when they leave, the people left behind, they actually become more empowered. They're actually able to step into what they want to do instead of relying on you for serving them all the time.
Yeah, that's a good
Like
point.
sometimes we like hold people back unintentionally. We clip their wings or, by doing everything for them, things that they could do for themselves.
And we think that we're doing the right thing by, staying behind to help so and so who says they just can't do without you or whatever. Yeah, I think as parents, that's a trap it's all too easy to fall into is to clip our kids' wings
I'm definitely in that stage
in
right
the,
now, is learning that.
we want to remove obstacles for them. We want to show them our support, by being there for them. And it's such a fine line to enabling or disabling by removing obstacles and trying to smooth out the road when they should be, you know, facing the bumps in the road.
We've come to 20 minutes, so the rest of our stuff might have to be for the next episode.
It's easy to get to 20 minutes talking about the hero's
journey. I know. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. And
yeah, stay courageous and don't get caught in the trap of, you know, the hand wringing and the be afraid, be afraid. We're all, there's a hero in every one of us. Go listen to, what is it, Mariah Carey?
Yeah. And follow your heart song.
All right.